Hi guys, what's up? What's happening? Well, we're recording the last episode of the year. I mean, depending on when you'll hear it, yeah, we'll see. It might be the top of the year. We'll see what happens. I've got Jeremy and Seamus here.
What up?
Tristan is on assignment.
He's probably in Japan.
Yeah,
he's in Japan. You know, he's gonna bring over the new episodes of Build.
Yes, so he's getting them on VHS for us.
Right, because that's what we do now, is take them on VHS.
Uh-huh.
That's what we do.
That's how you get it across the border.
Sure.
Security. Only VHS.
Uh-huh. So, for the last recorded episode of the year of 2017, we have some comics to catch up on, you know? You know, we've been waiting for one of these comics to drop.
Oh my god.
We're like, crap. And I'm like, darn, like, we want to talk about comics, but like, come on, like
don't
what's
pink
up?
Us.
What's up?
Don't you pink us like
don't
that.
Don't you pink oh. us. Okay? So it took a little longer for it to come out, but you know. So we will be talking about comics, MMPR 21 and 22, and GoGo number 5.
Yep.
But first, we got a little news to catch up on, you know what I'm saying, you know, whatever. There's a bunch of little stuff here and there going on in the Power Rangers universe, people gearing up for the 25th anniversary next year and all that other stuff, yada yada, whoop-de-whoop, you know.
Gearing up and ungearing.
you might be hearing about, you know, some toy licenses here and there and yada yada yada. I mean, y'all Google schmoogle. It's happening. That's fine. Some Hyper Force, you know, some Rangers, actual Rangers, like stop by, roll through. You know, Karen Ashley rolled through. What's his name? Peter Sudarso. Well, he's actually part of the show.
He's
right?
On the show.
He stays on the show. No, there was somebody else. They had another guest.
Besides Aaron?
No, Mike Jin.
Oh, yes. Mike Jin, yes.
Yes. Jim. He was on the show. He rolled through.
From a good season, yeah.
Whoa, let them know. You know, JDF is gonna be rolling through. At the time of this recording, you might have already seen it.
Already
so that's a thing. Rolled through.
Spence rolled.
And personally, I forgot that Hyperforce was still on. My bad.
Thanks.
My bad. Thanks. My bad.
I'm so, sure it's just fine.
Yeah. You know
just
what?
Not for me.
I'm gonna try to catch up on it again because I didn't mind it. Like, it was nice, like, background, like, you're doing something and then, like, you know, you're kind of hearing the story as you're going along, so I didn't mind it, so I'm gonna try to catch up on it and I'll report back to you guys.
I am gonna let you catch up for us.
So
that is the plan.
You are very welcome. So all that. And you know, another little topic, it's Power Rangers Live. If you guys bought tickets, well, I guess you're gonna get refunds because they done canceled that. So
it's them giving you a Christmas gift, extra money in your account that you could have spent on other things. So
my thing is that, like, you know, we talk so much about how, oh, they keep dipping back into MMPR. Oh, they keep going back to that well. Why they keep going back to that well? Blah, 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 blah. I think the one time that they should have gone back to that well was the live show. You know, the stuff that the suits, the characters that the people actually know and love.
That's
you know
fair.
What I mean?
That's fair.
I mean, if that was like the one thing that they should dip back in, they were like, no.
Or they should have gone all in with the Ninja Steel and, like, had the cast, the actual cast there.
Yeah.
That would have been interesting.
Well,
like,
I'm not going to say I
care about Ninja Steel, but, you know, still.
Yeah, like, when Super Sentai has an anniversary, they still dust out those old Go Ranger suits that look like junk. So that's fair. You know, on a 35th, a 40th anniversary, they say, hey, remember this? Remember the good stuff you liked that got you here in the first place? It's still a thing. But then... Other years that are not anniversary years, we just push it aside. We push it back. that part of it, which is what
right.
Power Rangers should do as well.
That'd be they're great. Never gonna like, do it, Jaren. You know it.
Like if you wanna, like if you wanna bring out these new folks, whatever. But like feature them, right? But like, you know, go with what will sell the tickets, right? Yeah. Go with the tried and true, not these. Broken, busted. Like I don't know. Like that to me, I'm like, you guys are a little ambitious for Ninja Steel. Like that's not. This is not.
I wonder if it got canceled because there were no like their pre-sale tickets were awful. Mm-hmm. Like they didn't sell anything.
Duh. Like I mean, you don't cancel stuff and be like, wow, this sold out like all across the country. Eh, let's postpone. Let's cancel.
I don't feel like they do a good job of promoting just in general. Like, I don't think people knew it was going to be the 25th anniversary. You know, like, off the top of your head, people aren't going to be thinking, oh, yeah, you know, because usually when these old franchises try to come back for their anniversary, mm-hmm. for, like, a year in advance, you hear about it. Like, they promote this stuff forever and ever and ever. So then when it finally comes around and they're going to do things related to it, people know. Like, it's already on the docket. Here, like, they didn't even mention this tour until, what, midway through this year, even later than that. It wasn't mm-hmm. even
honestly, they talked about. They probably, you know, for lack of a better phrase, they blew their wad on the movie.
Yeah.
Like, they put all – and that's not a bad thing. That's definitely what they should have done, right? Mm-hmm. But after that, there was just no coins for marketing, for anything yeah. else.
Like, the movie comes out, the DVD comes out, then a month or so after that, and it's already, like, August or September, then they're like, okay, so next year's an anniversary year. We should probably start talking about that now that the movie stuff has died. Like, it's too late. You are too late already.
Yeah, and then with the whole movie thing, like, Ninja Steel was not even a thing. Like, they were like... Dude. It was like, what? So then you're going to come with a live show that features Ninja Steel. Like, it doesn't make any sense. You did not promote Ninja Steel. Right. So, but you didn't promote it. And then you want to come, like, sell tickets for a show that you didn't promote.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, for a show that isn't even that well watched. You know what I mean? Like, Ninja Steel is not doing, like, gangbuster numbers on Nickelodeon. It just seemed like a very weird choice where, again, they could have... See, I would have understood this if they had done a live show that featured the movie Suits, and then when the movie didn't do so well, they canceled the show because, like, oh, the movie didn't do as well as we thought. But the fact that they were going to go all in for Ninja Steel just seems like weird choice, strange choice.
But hey, they're looking forward to bringing you an incredible Power Rangers live event in 2019.
What? Oh, so after the 25th anniversary.
26th anniversary, everybody's favorite.
Oh, no, remember? That's how this franchise works. It's like with Megaforce. Megaforce was 20, but Super Megaforce was 21.
Okay.
You know, when you're off. When you're off. Got it. It's season two. Season two, 25th yes. anniversary.
Everybody wants
but wait to a minute. But wait a minute. Though, the 2019 event, it will have the new team out. Because
oh, so is it still going to be Ninja Steel?
Yeah, like... You gotta be busting out some Q Ranger suits by then.
But then they aren't. But then if they do it in 2019, the team will have just debuted. So 2020.
Oh wow!
And then we're gonna get MMPR suits again. And then you know what they're gonna say? They're just gonna say, "We will just redo. This is Saban. We will just redo live show from 1994. It will be beautiful."
Yes. Close the freeway. It's coming.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. Yeah. No, every time we talk about this live show, it just keeps getting worse and worse, y'all. Like I... And the thing is, I would have gone. I would have gone. You know? Like,
I would have waited to hear how it was first, personally.
I would have gone. I would have. You know, keep my streak of live shows up. You know,
I feel like you could have waited because there still would have been tickets available.
Yeah, you could have literally just walked in off the street.
Yeah, day of tickets, highly discounted.
Oh, they're still front row, seats.
Yes.
Oh no, you're one of my hiccups. Hold on.
Yeah. You could have just walked outside the venue and you could have gotten the free tickets that are used to paper the venue. So it appears to be full.
And, you know, I don't, like... I was trying to say something nice about it and it just wasn't happening.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm sure, like, it would have been fine. Like, it would have been, like, a whatever story and they would have tried to do some continuity thing and they would have fallen on their face. But it would have been nice to see them try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Effort would have been appreciated. Would have enjoyed effort, yes.
Well, it would have been Ninja Steel Rangers and then MNPR Rangers flip up, and they all would have had voices that were clearly not any of the actual actors. It would have sounded like they were coming out of an action figure. Wow! All right!
Let's shred these putties!
God, I wish.
Yo, boy.
Oh, dude, that's what they gotta do. They gotta get the movie cast and say, all right, guys, we're not doing movie two, but we're doing the second movie script as a live show. You're all still contracted. So you're coming on this tour.
Oh.
And so you got, what's her name?
Oh, you got Becky G. She sings a song.
It's just a Becky G concert, but she's in the suit. Enjoy.
But and then like Naomi would be like, you know, jasmining it up. Like she's like, I don't need y'all. I got Disney money now. Like I'm good.
I wonder if that's one of the things where, yeah, like, they haven't announced a second movie, but if that Aladdin movie blows up, they're going to, like, all right, we're calling in that contract. You're coming back for movie two.
Yeah. In the sequel, Jason has to have a mullet and be smoking all the time.
Oh, my God. Well, I imagine that in the sequel, if Naomi blows up in Aladdin, they could restructure the sequel to be, like, The Kimberly Show.
Mm-hmm. They are going to double down on the Kimberly-Jason romance because people know those two now.
Well, it's also, of course. And remember, it's like with X-Men. When they did X-Men First Class, Jennifer Lawrence was in that just before she blew up. Then she blew up, and then the later X-Men movies were like, Jennifer Lawrence starring, because we locked you into a contract.
Mystique featuring the X-Men.
But yeah, can you imagine, it's like, starring the guy, the jerk from Stranger Things, Jasmine, and those other people.
Yay!
That's a shame.
And the minorities. Hey!
The minorities. Hey! Oh, look at that. So, yeah, no, but I think we're making a better live show as we speak.
Not hard, but yes.
Yeah. So, again, free ideas, Simon. Like, just use them. Don't worry about payment because, you know, you don't like giving away money anyway. And so it'll be all good. Just trying to make the show better, y'all. We're just trying to make the show better.
Mm-hmm. We're just trying, man. We're trying.
We're content.
We say it out of love. It's tough love, but we love.
Tough love.
We create content.
So, but hey, moving right along. Okay. We have some more news, comic related.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh. This is okay. This is
so.
I'm going deep here, folks.
We're gonna before we get into our comic discussion.
Our comic discussion.
We are going to. Hey, look, I'm dealing with hiccups over here, so just leave me alone.
Hey, I'm getting over a nasty cold. We all have our crosses to bear here.
Oh boy. So from Boom Studios, right? They say, no ranger is safe in, quote, Power Rangers Shattered Grid. Right?
Oh boy.
This epic event begins in issue number 25.
Mm-hmm.
March, y'all. March. So, let me see. I'm just going to be reading some parts of this press release.
You want to scroll down a little bit. To the meat, the potatoes.
Right. Let's see. Power Rangers Shattered Grid will unfold in issues from both Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and Saban's Go-Go Power Rangers and include two special one-shots. Lord Drakkon, a twisted alternate reality version of Tommy, blah, 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 and his newly reformed deadly army will cross dimensions in order to execute on a plan that threatens the very existence of everyday Power Ranger effort. Or every Power Ranger ever. For the first time in comic book history, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers will join forces with some of the most popular Power Rangers teams in the franchise to face the threat. Okay, comic book history, like as if we had comic books like that. Like,
well, because if they said first time in history, they'd be lying.
Because I'm just like, all right, like comic book history, like we're not going to count the Hamilton comics and we're not counting paper cuts.
You aren't psyched for those reprints?
Well, it's like when Power Rangers says, we're the number one action movie. Yeah, because we're not the number one movie. Because that's still Beauty and the Beast, by far. You know, it's when you got to add some more qualifiers to make yourself seem more important.
It's important to know two things. One, the very first issue of this event is going to be in a black poly bag. So, you know, it'll be super rare and it'll be super valuable, just like Death of Superman. Right? Right? And
well, yes. Well, what they said in the here is that they're going to basically recreate the buy all the covers thing from the very first issue because it's still all of the helmets, but now it's just... Here's Drakkon holding the cracked red helmet. Here's Drakkon holding the cracked pink helmet sort of thing.
Oh, so I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, so they're still going to have six variants that are all basically the same cover. So that'll be fun.
And one of the other things was that they said that one of the tie-in comics will be the free comic book day where it says Zordon will go to the Morphin Masters for help against Drakkon. I'm like, oh?
Who are these Morphin Masters?
Don't you remember the episode with the power eggs all the way back in MMPR?
Oh, right.
Yeah. Where Zordon had a little flashback to Zoolander footage, and he was like, the Morphin Masters put some power eggs in the river. And that's literally the only time they've been mentioned, and fans will never forget. So now we're getting them.
Well,
oh, right.
How long is this going to be? Because Free Comic Book Day is in May.
So. It's going to be a while, I would assume.
Yeah. So. The first weekend of May, whenever the big Marvel movie comes out, is Free Comic Book Day.
Well, there also the writer was tweeting and he was, you know, giving out little hints of the plot. And he was saying, he's like, oh, you know, like my cat just gave me a dirty look. I guess my cat read what I just did to the Samurai Rangers. I'm like, oh, you kill him?
Did Yay! You kill him? Yay, Paul and Emily, kill the whole team.
I'm sure it'll just be like that Spider-Verse or whatever event where like they go around, they just like kill off a few teams just to show how serious it is.
So Spider-Verse was kind of cool and kind of lame at the same time.
It was continuity fest.
Exactly, because like Leopardon showed up and that was amazing.
Yeah,
but otherwise, yeah, unless you're like super fan wanky, then it might just be a bunch of just, you know, eye catchers. It's like, it's literally like Gokaiger the comic.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah,
but You're not starting strong when one of your teaser images is
okay. Can we just okay?
Karate chops.
Oh yes. Now it did say this is not the final image necessarily, not final art, but this image to tease Shattered Grid is a giant pile of multicolored crap on many, many levels. So we start out here. It's supposed to have like every Ranger on this comic cover. It is done, let's see, by Scott Koblish, it says, who has done some amazing artwork in the past. He is good at doing giant collages. He did the giant collage, as our friend Brian pointed out, for the Deadpool Gets Married cover, where it has like every Marvel hero like that is of any importance whatsoever on it. And it is a gorgeous image. It really, really is. This, on the other hand, is clearly drawn by somebody who has zero affinity for Power Rangers and was just told, here's all the characters, put them on the cover.
Because honestly, if you're putting Crash and the Creeps on this cover, you don't know what a Ranger is.
Yes.
Somebody clearly read like a wiki and read it, and it was for like the Sentai one. They're not a team in America. They're not Rangers.
Yes.
Yeah, and why are there more than one like Mighty Morphin up in here?
Okay.
Well, because some of them are Wild West.
Some of it is fair because they included the crappy Rangers from Pink. So, like, We hate them, but they exist.
Even some that we didn't see in pink, like there's a blue pink in there, even though we never saw that in the comic.
Yes, there is a lot of stuff on this cover that does not exist. We see up top in the right corner, first of all, you're looking at the Ninja Storm team. There's the three Ninja Storm Rangers. Okay, there's Blake. There's second Blake right next to him. There's third Blake, who's green, right next to him. And then if you troll your eye down to the bottom of the page, still on the right side, there's Hunter. And next to Hunter is Yellow Cam. Right next to him. Yellow Cam. So at the very least, I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Ninja Storm Rangers. Like, one of which is a double, and two don't exist, and no actual correct cam is anywhere to be seen. So that's a problem, and it really shows that the artist doesn't really know what he's doing. He was just really quickly trying to get everything on the cover. Just like he also has a whitish-gray Magna Defender.
Yeah, that was really with the tiny head and the big body.
Wait, where is this?
Under that's right below Zach.
Yeah, right below
Zach. Got it.
In Billy's crotch. Yes.
Yeah. There. Well, why is that a thing? Why is that there?
Yeah.
I love that, like, they just snuck in titanium, like, between Zach and Jason.
Yeah,
like, he's super tiny.
Straight up the Where's Waldo of the whole thing. Yeah. And that's something you'll notice is you'll see entire teams except missing, like, one ranger. And then you'll look somewhere else and you'll see that missing ranger, which really tells you that he forgot someone and then had to jam them in at the last second. Like, in between Trini and Tommy, you see the entire In Space team and then a random Dino Charge guy just chilling.
just chilling.
I'm not even sure who it is. It might be a Coda. It might be the dad, the gray one. I'm not sure.
It looks like the dad. It looks like the dad.
Okay.
Cause...
Also, why is Sentinel Knight on here?
Well, okay. I will forgive them adding, like, extra single rangers that are always in that category where fans debate, where, like, is it a ranger, is it not a ranger, blah, 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 right. Whatever. Mm. You can include it. But, like, for example, you have both versions of, I don't know what the name is, Wolzard. What's the American name? What's Korag?
Wolf Warrior.
Korag, yeah. Like, they're both right there, right next to each other. So, that's a thing. You see, like, an extra Time Force Ranger in there. You see an extra, I'm not sure if it's supposed to be another Eric or another Wes, but he's chilling in the upper left corner with a very small visor that doesn't really fit on his face properly at all. Just
oh, yeah, what's with that orange looking Ranger next?
Oh, that's Bulk and Skull.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Bulk and Skull right there.
Oh my gosh.
And then right next to them is the weird Rangers from Draken's universe.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
They're there.
Also, what's with Robot Lightspeed Yellow with that hand thing? What, are you trying to explain to me that they're aliens?
Oh, yeah. That's another thing you'll notice is that in some of these, it's clearly we had a very static image of the team posed and just tried to copy that, like, perfectly. That's the way it is for, like, the In Space team, for the Mystic Force team. Like, that's clearly what they were going for.
Yeah, what is the light speed? What is on top of their helmets?
That's the cyborg ones from that one episode.
Yeah, that was their communication thing.
That's the thing, is they included all of those extra teams in there. All of, like, the Robot, like, Rangers, the Shadow ones from Wild Force.
Even the White Stranger.
Yeah, the White Stranger.
Oh, you're the White Stranger!
Yeah, I won't lie, like, that's pretty funny.
The fact that they even jammed in, I kind of like that they even jammed in, like, Zed's jank Putty Rangers.
Or they have right. The three, like, what is it from, I don't even remember which, when there was Commander, what's his face, from the Mutant Rangers episode, where they all grew.
Oh, yes.
We got all them. And yep. Although Mystic, I'm just looking through this whole thing, Mystic Force Blue's pose is terrible.
Oh, yeah.
So where's... Is A-Squad up in here?
Yes. Right above Tommy's hand.
That's A-Squad?
Yeah. Okay. With their paintball armor.
See, like, gotcha. For me, again, not final art. Maybe this will look better when it comes out. God, I'd hope so. Like, this is supposed to be, this is something that if it looked amazing, you would sell as like a poster, right?
And it doesn't. And
this is, yeah, this is not great. It's not, and even just like the main pose is like, what is Billy doing? Like, try to actually do that pose yourself, and it just looks so weird.
That's my whole thing. It's like, you, even the main team, they're all doing the exact same double karate chops. Like, why is everybody karate chopping all the time? And they all have crazy, like, malformed monkey helmets on, which is bizarre. And then, like, Tommy's shield is form-fitting for right. some reason. Like, it's a cape. Like, it's so bad-looking. And then even below, like, below, I can see, like, the Turbo Rangers, where Carlos slash Adam's head is just under Trini's arm. Like, we didn't even try to even put him in there. We started drawing him. He didn't fit. Oops, sorry. Your head's cut off. And then even next to Trini, there's more turbo helmets. Are those supposed to be the robot Turbo Rangers? Maybe. But they're just, like, disembodied heads of Turbo Rangers jammed in there. Like, why? What's the point?
Also, Oryk is there when he was a Zoid. Whatever.
Again, that's maybe. And then,
like,
then
all the like auxiliary extra people seem to be in like one major lower left hand.
A lot of side, them are, yeah.
You know, yeah. You know, the ones that like don't really fit in one particular, but just hey, but you know, there's a Sixth Ranger here, for whatchaface, for Ninja Steel. Okay, yeah.
And
yeah,
it's just weird how like they barely jammed in the five Super Mega Force Rangers below, like, Tommy and Trini's feet. And then yet, the silver one gets a giant picture, you know, like, in the corner. Like, he's the biggest one besides the main Rangers. Like, okay. Nice.
He's bigger than Drakkon.
Yeah. He's bigger than White Tommy, and everybody loves White Tommy.
Wait, where is he? Wait, what? Where? The which ones?
So Super Mega Force Silver is on the top left. He's huge.
Oh, top left. Oh, okay. Yeah, dude. Like, yeah.
Is he going to be important?
Karate chops. Why is everybody karate chopping?
Right? All the karate chopping so much. And then, like, and then it's just random. Like, oh, Mystic Mother is not Mystic Mother. What is that? What her name is? What's her?
Udana.
Udana. Yeah. How she's got, she's like giant, and everybody's just like gathered around her giant head. Like, what? She's the only one that's important from that season, apparently. Like, he's just very random, like, who is bigger and who is smaller, like, how Cyborg Pink Lightspeed is apparently very important. She's pretty big compared to everybody else.
It doesn't make any sense.
Like, it's just, it's clearly done by somebody who has no idea.
Not final art. Not final art.
Why would you release this if it looks so bad?
Right?
Not final art.
There's a lot of play for the Wild West Rangers. They get a lot of
play. They're pretty there.
With Kimberly and Rocco doing like matching poses, mirrored poses.
Yeehaw.
Yes.
Lots of karate. What's with the one, like, do you see, if you look a little to the right of the Wild West Rangers, what's with that Red Ranger that looks like he's wearing a hoodie that's doing like massive karate chops?
Yeah, he's got like popped collar, and there's like a, yeah, I'm not sure who he's supposed to be. Because there's a popped collar pink as well, right by Tommy's helmet.
Yeah, and then why? What's up with that yellow ranger that's right there? She looks like a ghost.
This is going, woo, spooky ass. I have no idea.
I don't know. What were those supposed to be? The pink versions?
But they already got the pink ones over there. The pink
versions are just to the right of them.
Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah, they're all like, they're doing this pose like they're doctors in the OR who just wash their hands.
Yes.
Or they're trying to raise the roof. They're raising thine roof.
Mm-hmm.
I understand when you have that many characters, like, you just don't have them doing poses. You could have them all, like, standing there or doing their actual pose from the show or something.
Or, you know, they just don't have them both karate chop hands. Like, just don't.
All so of the many karate chop hands.
Oh, wait, like, I just noticed now we're up to 9 Ninja Storm Rangers.
Where's the other one?
Right next to Drakkon. That's number 9. So 9.
Yo, Ninja Storm getting the love.
Right? All of Ninja Storm. Dang. And then Dino Thunder's just like chilling under Drakkon's other arm, all of them. We're here too, guys.
Shove them all in there.
We're like one of the most beloved seasons of all time, but you know, we got a little corner. That's cool.
I mean, that is that, you mean, you got the Tommy air over there, you know.
Well, I mean, you got like, you got the five main SPD Rangers are in Kimberly's armpit, but a lot of the other SPD Rangers get more play.
I am very appreciative of the fact that under Drakkon's arm, you see, I think that's silver stripe Tommy.
Is that silver stripe?
I can't tell.
That's funny. Because like, I was wondering why there's a rando green one. But if that's silver, I'll allow it.
I thought that was supposed to be Cam. I'm not sure.
No, because of the... Look at the shield. That crap is supposed to be silver stripe, Tommy.
Which is awesome. But I think...
Which... Go ahead.
God, I don't know what it's supposed to be.
Also, Daishi's in there. Just shut up.
And it's fancy end Daishi, like final form Daishi.
And then, very importantly, if you look over to the left, you see a certain Q Ranger. Not the right color, of course, but it's the green Q Ranger.
Oh yep.
Where's that one? It's like, where's Waldo up in here? Where's that?
It's next to Orion's leg.
Foot. Yeah, his foot, right by his foot. His up foot, not his
Oh. Look at that.
She's like that faded color that Kimberly was in that early episode of MMPR.
Okay, they trying to like squeeze that in there. Faded color.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that to me says, oh, confirmed question? I mean, we knew.
I mean, duh. Like, come on. Please.
But yeah, you don't see any Zhuojers in here.
Exactly. Try that.
I'm sad we don't get to see her bigger, so we can't see her karate chop hands.
I like how they made, like, they kind of hid the blue alien ranger by making him entirely blue.
Yeah, that was, because at first I'm like, who's that?
Because I was looking for him because I counted the other four and I'm like, where is he? Oh, he's stealth.
Don't you remember that from the show? You don't remember that scene?
Of course.
Someone was just given a list, printed off Wikipedia, and then Google searched everything.
Yeah, and I'm just noticing like that extra dino charge we talked about wasn't necessary because all 10 are standing next to them each other.
Yeah, so that's only if you're like a Sentai, where there's a lady one.
Yeah, or it just we thought we missed one and added one.
No. No, wait, I'm wrong. I was trying to give him props, but no.
That's an extra. That is an extra.
No, that is an extra because I mean she doesn't need to be in the bottom right. They're all there.
Overdrive's weirdly broken up. There's like four of them next to Mystic Force, and then Red and Pink are just chilling by Orion. So weird.
Yeah, you can really like if you took the time, you could probably pinpoint one by one like the order that he drew this.
Probably.
It feels very obvious as to how this whole thing went about. Like, it doesn't feel like an actual collage, so to speak.
Also, Robo Knight's head looks weird. Like, it doesn't look like he has the right head on.
That's a weird cyborg.
Below Jason.
Yes. Very odd. So, yeah, there's a lot to unpack here, folks. Basically, it's a really crappy image.
Not final art.
Mm-hmm. Not final art, though. The not final art ranger.
And that's the thing is, like, we know this artist's talent. We know he has talent. This was just not a good attempt.
Like, is this just, like, his rough to show them?
That he could include them all?
Because, like, you shouldn't be showing roughs to, like, the public like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and letting someone color that not exactly correctly. So,
Send back. All right, so guy, you need some notes. 100% less karate hands. Mm-hmm. That's no number one.
Yes, but hey, guys, we got that extra Psycho Ranger in there. So, but not silver, but we got the green one in there. So, hooray!
What's his name? The one that normally does like covers. Gioni Montez? Goni, I don't know how to say his name. Anyway, he should just do all of them, right? Just do everything. Just do all, every...
How about a less is more approach and just say each cover has like three or four teams on it?
I don't know. Yeah, and then you can connect them all, right? So you got to buy them all to get the full image.
Or just pay Alex Ross to make a really cool cover. That's what
I was just thinking that. Like, guys, again, this needs to be your giant money shot. Sell as a poster forever. Use on every single promotional thing you have. Like, use it on your tour bus or whatever, your live show, whatever, right?
I think we can just say, based on this and based on our discussion of the live show, is that Saban, in general, when you want to promote something that's important, for once, just use your whole ass. Use the entire thing, but not just half of it. For once, just go all in on something. That's all we ask, you know?
Yeah, and to be fair, some of this is Boom, and Boom does good work. But this one is like, Boom, guys, don't go into pink territory here where we got to complain, all right?
Mm. Yeah.
I know, you've been doing all right so far.
Yeah, like, we forgave you for pink, and we just kind of...
Did we?
We forgot about it. We forgot about it, and Justice League happened, and that one we kind of ignored. Oh, so, Lord.
You know what I realized? The pose that the two Wild West Rangers are doing is a pose that was like a generic pose that was used in all of the MMPR promotional material back in the day. Like, you'd get a sticker book and you'd always have a sticker of a ranger in that pose.
Mm. See, but I don't see the classic Jason punching forward pose.
No, I mean, maybe Zio Tommy's kind of doing it, but not really. No, not the classic kick punch that he did. No.
Yeah.
But I also know that back in 1993, there were very few karate chop poses. Not a lot of karate chops.
Yeah, I think I would remember that. Or yeah, like, we aren't harking back.
Or Trini's classic half karate chop, half, like, breaking her hand? I'm not sure what that is. Is that supposed to be a perspective karate chop? Because it's not working.
Looks like she's about to, like, jab Tommy in the side.
Yeah, and Billy's just kind of voguing. Like, I think that's...
right. Strike a pose.
Yes. Oh, Billy. He would be the one to vote.
And then Jason is trying to, but he's just not quite getting it.
He's like, what? I'm voguing my muscles. The muscles, guys.
Jason, like, he looked at Zach and assumed Zach was the cool hip one, and he's trying to copy him. He's like, is this how you do it, Zach? Is this the cool pose? No.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
All also, right, poor Dino Charge Gold, by the way. He looks terrible. Like, he's hunched over, but like forgot to color in part of him.
That hunch over pose, that's the same one that Zio Tommy's doing. Like, that's a go-to pose, the hunch over, like, try to be cool. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, I already closed that window. I'm done with the fixture. I really like,
there's a lot, man. There's a lot of going on.
Oh, and there's another extra Dino Charge, because there's an extra Kendall in the corner with all
maybe that's supposed to be Albert.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Super skinny, but I can see a skirt.
Wrecked.
Yeah. It really is an image that the more you look at it, the more you can find wrong with it. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Is it?
In the wrong way. You know, like Spirit Ranger Shark with its crazy giant, like, tumor head and tiny neck. That's a good one too.
Like, I think did the artist just give up by the time we got to that part? It's like, West's helmet, the wrong colored Q Ranger, the Shark Ranger. Yeah, who cares?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, this is awful, but it has good writers, so it'll probably be, the actual story will probably be better than this piece of artwork. So.
I can't wait to see the final art. I'm ready.
I hope this is the fun variant cover. Which is also weird because, like, there's a current, like, connecting variant cover going with the main line, which is just gorgeous. Like, it's like a 12-piece cover, and it's fantastic. So, more of that and less of this.
They've been doing a pretty good job. Like, after the first issue where they had, like, endless variant covers that just never ended, now like they've settled on the covers they're doing, and they're all great. They're all pretty solid.
Oh, actually, I would say get rid of the action figure
one. I was about to say, it's like those, they started off kind of cute, but like unless you're gonna like actually shoot like a real action figure, like get like a nice high quality photo, like don't stop.
Yeah, they've gone through all of the Rangers, all of the secondary characters, to the point where now we're on human action figures of the Rangers, and they're almost out of those too. So
I think they just announced they're gonna do a Phantom Ranger one.
Unless I'm getting an actual figure with the humans, then yeah, get out of here.
We're very close to like action figure Ernie and Mr. Kaplan. We're getting there.
Which, to be fair, would be amazing action figures.
They would.
Mr. Kaplan, yes, comes with
in real life. Big.
In real life, that'd be nice. But yeah. So
yeah, yeah. That is a thing. Woo! And Shattered Grid. We've been shattered,
yep,
already.
Time for Hexagon, the comic. Yep, let's go.
All right. Oh, wow.
Yes, print copies of number 25 will be available for sale on March 21st, 2018, at local comic book shops near you. Hey. So, there you go. All right. March, Shattered Grid. You'll be shattered. All right. So, I think it's time for us to cover comics. For real, real, not for play, play. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you want to? Yeah, yeah. Let's start with the main one, because this one carries on right after the 1960s flashback comic.
Okay. The illustrations are done by a different person.
Mm-hmm. With too many shadows, and they all look creepy.
It's
like
very shadowed. You are correct. Yes.
I understand. I mean, I don't read comics often, right? So I guess you guys are going to tell me that it's very common for guest artists to come in every once in a while and do their thing in the comics and blah, blah, blah. Don't like it. I don't like it.
It's very rare for one artist to consistently do one comic for a very long period of time. It does happen.
I understand the need for a break.
Mm-hmm.
However, bring in, like, okay, do they like purposely bring in artists so that they don't like upstage the main person? Is that what it is? Like, do they bring in people like, oh, this is different?
Well, I will say that like when someone comes in for fill-in arcs, at least when I've followed a certain comic for a long time, it's next to impossible to win fans over. It does seem like this artist is good at scenery, like large scale, like pictures. Cause like when they pull out and you're just looking at the background, I think this artist is doing a great job, but right, the actual people, like they kind of just look old.
Yeah. Like the monster looks fine, but the people, like, wow. Like Tommy's like a 40-year-old man now.
And it's for weird real, because it's like the face is old, but then the body, it's like shiny and tight and weird looking in the Ranger suits. Like, I don't know. Like it's kind of like a plasticky look to the Rangers.
Yeah. It doesn't look real. And I know this is a comic book for Power Rangers, but
that's the thing, is I'm guessing the main artist is like, literally they said, okay, start working on the Shattered Grid stuff because that's going to be very intensive with like a lot of extra characters. So start working on that now. And we'll give this Finster arc to another person, which is fair. It makes sense. But someone better.
Not this person.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. Like
it's not a horrible art. Okay. It's not the worst. No. It just could be better.
But when you're dealing with like, especially with this issue, when you're with people, you're doing with, like, there are people, like there are panels where it's just people talking, and I have to look at these old looking teenagers like, ain't nobody got time. Like, anybody got time? Like, yo, none of them should be looking like Grace's sister and brother. Like, that's not the look.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, I'm not really, you mean you get over it because you're reading the story, you get over it, but like, you know, homegirl, like, homegirl already looks old, and then you come up with the teenagers and be like, oh, she's not feeling so bad, because she's like, oh, my peers, you know, like.
Yeah, it's nah. weird, because, like, I like her giant cat monster, I like the giant robot, I like the scenery, it's just the actual people are people jank, and this people is people heavy. So, yeah. Bad choice.
I will say I absolutely adore the monster's dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
I want to love you to death.
Yes. Giant cat.
Mr. Meowgi.
Love it. Love it.
See, that's what I love about this comic, is that it is definitely like trying to do a more quote-unquote serious version of PR, but it remembers what PR is and gives the monsters super dumb names.
Yes. Monsters and Power Rangers, like 90% of the time, have awful pun names. So that's fair. Go for it. But yeah, wow.
So okay. Well, let's actually tackle the story now.
Yeah.
After we've bashed this illustrator. All love. You probably do great work in other places. She's not here. So
don't even go.
So we're just coming off an issue where they are finding out that there was a team before them.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that there was a team before them, but that team lost 2/3 of their team. And now they're meeting the leader of that team, this chick who has all this technologies and all these other things, blah, 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 blah. So they all get in their feelings, like, why ain't Zordon didn't tell us? Why Zordon told me to keep this a secret? Why mostly Zach, but why Zordon?
Mm-hmm.
See, Zach doesn't mess around. Zach doesn't play.
So, like, did I miss something? And maybe I forgot, because there have been so many issues. But, like, I vaguely remember Zordon asking Zach to keep his offer, to keep the offer that he got from Rita being the Green Ranger a secret. Do you guys remember that?
I think so, yeah.
I feel like I vaguely do, yeah.
Because I don't remember that, but I sort of kind of do, but I don't remember exactly why.
I think, though, it did come up at the end after all the Dracon stuff. I feel like that's what I think initially he kept it secret, but then once all everything went to hell, it kind of got brought up.
Right, but I don't remember Zordon telling Zach that he should keep Rita's offer a secret. I don't remember that.
Do we know what issue that was in? It had to be, hold on, I think I got a good idea. Let me check. I'll figure it out. Keep talk amongst yourself.
Talk amongst yourself. Okay. So, yeah, Zach is really just, I mean, the most verbal about how Zordon keeping all these secrets and only telling them what they need to know right before they need to know it. And like as if like Zordon doesn't trust them with information and all of the things. And he's just like, look, listen, you asking us to trust you all this time. You asking us to do A, B, and C. But like, you are not doing the same thing. You just telling us whatever you feel like. And you be putting in, you know, you can cause people some danger around these parts, man. Like, you need to, like, shape up. What's up? Because, like, everybody's expecting when Zordon comes back, right? Like, oh, Zordon, we miss you. Oh, my goodness, we're all crying. Like, Zach's like, nah, son. Nah, B.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody got time. So, let's see. I just want to make sure.
Then what's her face? It's like, hey guys. Sure.
Oh no, am I talking about 22? I must be mixing up 22 with 21. I must be.
Well, 21 still has Zach being like, I'm sorry.
They're not talking to Zordon yet because he comes back at the end of 21.
Right.
And then it's Grace, right? That's her name?
Yes.
Grace is like, hey guys, you want to come see my place? And they're like, yeah, but we'll do it with our helmets on. We're not fools. And they mentioned that Billy like had got like a like an internship scholarship there that he couldn't take. And she is just shady as hell. And she's like, guys, you know, just come work for me. Just come work for me. We can figure out this fencer thing together. Look, this guy turned into a cat person. It's great. I just need your help, guys. Look, thanks.
I have my own city. It's my own city here that I created. Oh, look, Promethea, look at me. We have all the things and we're doing all the great things. Hey, Billy, you still want to come and work here? Because I want you to work here. Come on, guys. Hey, oh, look, black lady. Hey!
Hey!
We also got a thing. You guys are smart. Ooh, look, hey, come here. Look at our person. We keep locked up. All right. And he turns into cat monster. Hey, yo. You know, I mean, she's just mad shady, yo. Like, she's mad shady, bruh. Like, I don't understand how y'all so, like, gung-ho, like, all right, and you can help us with everything, and it's too good to be true. All right, let's go. Right? Am I the only person who's like, bro, like, why y'all so, like, gung-ho? Hey, look at that.
Hey, they're working together.
I don't understand. I don't get it.
I mean, first, it's just that they're trying to take down the monster, which they should, because they don't know what's up. They don't know what's up with it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I guess they're, when they line up with Grace later, it's just more about how, hey, look, she has all these resources, she can help us out. Although again, Zach the whole time is like, I don't know.
Because if I were like, yo, at this point Zordon is still missing, right?
Yeah.
Like Zordon's still gone, and then they are just jumping in to like this lady's like place where you don't really, you should have your guards up all day every day, you know, like you shouldn't be so like, okay, fine, you find out she's a ranger, whoop-de-woo, like, and ho, like, I don't know you. Like, you could have been some chick that like Zorda didn't want around no more, like, you know what I mean, know what I'm saying, like, y'all need to pump y'all brakes.
Well, it's like Zach barely trusts Zordon at this point. Why would he trust this lady?
So, as far as Zach and Zordon's conversation went, it was very vague. All Zordon said to Zach was, when Zach says, so should we tell them? And Zordon just says, yes, but I'd ask that you allow me time to assess the situation and read his capabilities before we alarm anyone. So,
what issue was this?
5.
Yeah, they expect me to remember something from 5. Okay, so yeah,
because Zordon and Zach were worried that Rita has the ability to make a 6th ranger. So it wasn't even really about the offer as much as it was about the fact that she can create a ranger. And so Zordon said, yes, we'll tell him, but in time. And then it just cuts to Zach joining everybody having pizza or whatever. And be like, hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, bro, it's all good. And then that was really it. So maybe he told them before, you know, they kept it vague.
I see. Because I know I was now. I was like, I don't remember. I don't remember this stuff, but. But yeah, I mean, you know, Meowgi, they had to go after the Meowgi dude, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So are they saying that the monsters, they are created by Finster, but they're created first as human-like and then turn into monsters? Or are they... Or does he use humans first to... I don't understand. Like, that I wasn't quite sure. Because they were so quick to be like, all right, let's destroy this monster and we're done. We're good. Like,
I think the worry is that now Finster can make monsters that look like people and now they just don't know where they're going to show up. They can literally show up anywhere.
Well, that I understand. But do they... But is he creating... Is he creating... monsters that look like people, or is he creating, or is he turning people into monsters?
I got the impression that he just created monsters and also gave them human forms, and
yeah,
and that he just made it so that they don't know that they're actually monsters. He just created them, then put them out in the world, and they're all like time bombs.
Right. So, because, like, they, you know, and this will be in the next issue. I think the next issue is, like, the more meat and potatoes and whatever. But, yeah. Like, the whole notion of creation and how far in creation do you go in terms of making, you know, like, what's actually real, what's actually art, what's actually this or whatever. So, like, you know.
Well, you know. I think it plays into Finster's story from the annual, in the whole thing is he's trying to create something that has its own personality on its own, and that's why he was like trying to recreate his wife, whereas like he can give them the personality, but it's still not just quite right, you know, like how he got close to making her but didn't. So this is kind of like another stage of that, where he's creating these things that feel and look and act completely like a human. Not that he's creating them out of the human, but he's trying to create as close of a facsimile as he can to an actual person.
I see.
Yeah. So.
I see. All right. Look, if I see one of these issues being like, yo, Fence is trying to be Jesus, you know what I mean?
I mean, shoot.
Trying to be God. You know what I'm saying? Trying to be creating.
I bet he sees himself that way. The next issue kind of makes it seem that way.
You know. You know, turning Vincent into some creepy dude. You know what I'm saying? Well, he already been dumb, but, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, like, you know, they destroy the cat person. Or the cat thing. But not really they. More like Grace was just like, you know what? Y'all be taking too long. Okay? I got my Mechazord. So let me just stomp out this thing. The end.
Isn't Mechazord what they called them on Megaforce? And we got confused? Because they were individually called Mechazords?
Oh, I don't remember that at all, but, you know, it's also Megaforce.
Right, I'm pretty sure that's what it was, because I remember us having a debate on the podcast. We're like, are they called Megazords? And they're like, no, they're called Mechazords. And it seemed by that time, all of their naming conventions were pretty not creative.
Mega awful.
Yeah, so. But yeah.
But yeah.
Mechazords.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, oh, look, we created our own Zord, too. But, you know. See, everything at this point is like, it's just too good to be true. They're creating their own things. They're like, far and above and beyond technologies that they hadn't seen before. Like, I mean, yo, Red Flag Rangers, hello. Hello. Like, come on. Like, what else do you need this lady to not tell you? You know, like, I mean, or to tell you that she's creepy. Still creepy.
Well, I think that Jason likes the idea of it just because it's like, oh, look, we can help more people this way. And Jason is, like, so obsessed with helping people. But everybody else would be like, Jason, we know you got the muscles and the power. But you need to dial it back. You're not that smart.
Goodness gracious. But yeah, they going through this whole tour of the place and everything and Promethea and what have you, and they get back to, and they get their little thing on their communicator. Boop, boop, boop. So yeah, Zordon's back. Yay! Zordon's back. Woo! End of comic.
I like the idea that Promethea might be like, even if Grace turns out to be super shady, that it's a way for her to, like, sink her claws into Billy. Like, that's kind of what they're playing up here.
That's what I kind of love, that Billy's the one they're after more than anyone else.
Yeah. Like, they have...
Like, the other ones are like, we can control them, but we want Billy's intellect.
That was the thing, is, like, the whole idea of, like, I want an internship here, and she's like, we can fix that. Like, it in one way, you can read it as, oh, she's doing a really nice thing because that he wanted, and he can get something he wanted, but then on the other hand, it's like, that's our in. That's our way to, you know, lure one of the Rangers onto our side and see our point of view if the others don't really feel that way, which obviously would start with Jason. Just like how...
Well, I mean, if you want to jump ahead a little bit into the next issue, I mean,
I'm fine.
Yeah. I mean, Grace, she is all up on Jason. All up on... She's just like, bruh, like, if you need anything, Like, yo.
Like, yo, lady, this guy is a teenager. You need to calm down. Yeah.
All right.
Well, if you're talking about, like, foreshadowing, just go back to that issue 21. Go back to the end of the, like, the second or third page. She's talking to them all. They're all looking at her. The five of them look normal, but Jason is in deep, deep shadow. Like, you can't even see his face. Like, he is not hearing it. Everybody else
wait,
is...
Where are you talking
issue
about?
Issue 21. Scroll down to the end of, like, the third page.
End of third page. Wait, hold up.
Like, right before they get to...
One, two, three. Okay.
Look at that last panel there. Jason is deep shadow behind Alpha, not even hearing anything. And you can see everybody else clearly. But Jason's super shadowy. Like, nope. That's nice foreshadowing. Hey, pun. Hey, foreshadowing. He's in the shadows.
Hey.
That's a nice little bit of artwork right there. As much as we talk about how this artist is not doing it, like, that's a very...
Okay, maybe I'm not seeing where you're talking about, but,
hey,
you know.
Are you on 21 and not 22?
Yes, 21, yeah.
Third page.
Oh, third page from the top.
Yeah, yes, page 3 is the third page.
I thought you meant from the bottom. Oopsie doodles, got you covered. Gotcha.
A very nice little visual. Jason's like, nope. Nope.
I like
it. Oh, goodness gracious.
I like it.
But,
yeah, we're on to 22, because it kind of really just flows into it. And again,
let's just say that it starts off with Wizard of Deception.
See, and that's another thing where I say it's about this artist that I like, because, like, that background to start out the first, it's nice.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
It looks great. Wonderful. Like, it's a great little planetoid-looking thing with the shady bars that we see, like, that we got from, like, in space, that sort of thing. We get the shady bars and...
Even Wizard of Deception.
Right?
She's not bad.
She's like, where's Tony Oliver? I gotta go find him. There he is.
And I love that there's not a lot of detail on his face, so it totally works. And he's like, hey, Rita, you got to give me a thing. Rita's like, are you sure? And then she's like, oh, man, I did a thing. And what does she say? She says, I've made a terrible mistake. I have failed, and I fear what will happen if I do not take back what I have foolishly given away. And then there's some green candle hinting going on here.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. It's nice little, you know, world stuff.
I'm sure that'll play into Shattered Grid. I'm sure, like, it'll be Tommy and the candle will get split up or something, and some craziness will happen, because it's all got to be about Tommy.
Of course.
But, hey, we're back to Command Center, and we are here, and we're doing the thing. Everybody's happy that Zordon's back, and everybody's great, and we're all joking around, and everything's great. Psych!
No. Just kidding.
Nah, son.
Well, Zach's like, I need answers. Give me them answers.
And so Zordon's like, I understand. I understand. I am sorry. I am really sorry for what I have not told you. I am still not going to tell you things.
But
still not telling you things.
And that's the best thing, is Zach actually says the line that we've said for all of these years. We've always called out whenever we're talking about how Zordon's a punk. You tell us exactly what we need to know when we need to know it, but never any earlier. We always talk about that, because how season one was so jank because they were just trying to make Jew Ranger footage work. So whenever something is like, oh, we need a story for this, and that always painted Zordon as kind of a douche. And he is. Where he has all this information, and then it's like, oh, the Ranger's in trouble. Now let's give them the information. Now it's important. Like, that's a sucky way to be a leader.
Yeah.
And Zordon's still being shady, because he's like, oh, yeah, my mistakes of the past. It's like, shut up. You can't keep using that line, Zordon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, like, oh, look, someone's like, hey, I got an idea, but I can't tell you what the idea is. I just think I have an idea. I'm going to do that thing. Cool.
Why is everybody shady here?
Right?
Everybody's
Tony
shady.
Olivers everywhere. So many Tony Olivers.
Okay, cool. Okay, bye. Okay, thanks, bye. right? And then we're back to Grace, and it's like, hey, Grace can help us. She's great. She's a great person.
I do like that Billy and Tommy are sharing scenes again. Yes. You know, they've been growing closer a little bit, which I enjoy.
They went through shared trauma.
Yep.
So.
But wait, before then, hold up, y'all. Right? Like, they are telling Zordon, yo, we need Grace's help. She could help us. We could do this. We can, like, save the world. We can be proactive. We could be a thing or whatever. Zordon's like, you know, maybe you shouldn't. Maybe. And they were like, why? But,
don't ask too many questions, kids.
If you want to choose that, then that's fine. That's fine. That's your choice. I'm like, why don't you say why? Why don't you say why? Like, this is, you just had the conversation about how you shady, and then you apologize, and then you say, don't do a thing, and they're like, why? And you're like, hey, yeah. Your choice.
Hey, guys, maybe you shouldn't trust the person that I super trusted a long time ago. Oop, hey, uh-oh.
Although, I will say, even though that is such a teenager thing to be, you know what I mean? It's like, all right, well, you know, we're going to do what we want to do. You know what and what? We grown. And he's like, fine, do what. I'm just saying, like, you really should take caution and not jump into this and whatever. We grown. And he's like, all right, do what you want. So in a case, I'm just like, that's pretty accurate how teenagers would act. That's pretty accurate. Mm-hmm. But yes. Tommy and Billy. Yes. More Tommy and Billy. Yes. We need more of those. We need pairings that don't normally pair.
Well, I think the more interesting scene for me is the one between Trini and Kim, where they're not just talking about boys, where Kim has this super dope thing. She's like, why do all the monsters have personalities? Like, do they actually come alive? Do they have like sentient thought? And Trini's like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, where does the life the monsters have come from? And Trini's like, that scares the hell out of me.
And it makes sense considering they've just been starting encountering monsters that were people that thought they were people and were like, I'm not a monster. That's crazy talk. And like now they're actually asking the questions that it was so easy to not ask them when they were just giant monsters that made stupid puns all the time. But now when you see this human portion of them, you start questioning everything. Not as simple.
Because it ties into this sort of Finster arc going on of like what he can do with all of his powers. And I mean, we can, if you guys don't have anything to say about those other scenes. Well, no. We should say that Trini and Kimberly are talking about... they're talking about Kim's parents, of course, about, you know, like, oh, like my mom is going to get remarried or... Or no, sorry, her dad's going to get remarried, and so I know for like 6 months, and oh man, like, yeah, I thought that my parents would get back together, and I make it sound like she's complaining, but it is done really well. Although this like shot of like their faces inside their helmets, like the one of Kim looks, she just looks angry.
Oh yeah.
And she's like side-eyeing Trini, like, how dare you ask me about this?
Well,
yeah, like, what, yo, first of all, what is up with Kim? Like, okay.
Is she evil, this issue?
This is more of talking about the character and not necessarily the writing, right? Because I didn't think of the writing. I was really thinking about the character. One moment, she's all like, you know, I'm thinking about what's going on. You know, anytime she has to deal with the team and even just school stuff, right? She's pretty chill, in a sense. Pretty chill. But anytime it has to do with her personal life, she's just like, I don't want to talk about that. Like, why are you all up in my grill? Like, I don't understand. Like, there's nothing to talk about. I just don't want to, like, ugh, my gosh. Which is something that people actually do. Like,
oh, yeah, definitely.
They do this all the time, you know? So she's just like, you, Trini, you all up in my grill. Like, I'm good. I'm good, Ma. So, and she's like, well, I mean, I just want to make sure that, yeah, I'm like, I'm good. Okay, my dad and my mom, I get it. Okay, whatever, it's fine, whatever. You know, like, just get off my back.
Well, a lot of that personal stuff also makes you think, from all the foreshadowing that we've had, that things are not going to end well for that Matt guy in Go-Go. Like, I feel like he's going to die in some way, shape, or form.
And oh, probably.
Yeah, why she's so, like, it's not just one of those things where, like, he, like, things get weird because of the Ranger stuff, and he finds out, blah, blah, whatever. No, like that dude's going to die. And that's probably why she's super closed off, and also probably why the stuff with Tommy is like, it's all like, yeah, maybe, yeah, I don't know, sort of stuff. So,
because, yeah, that thing is super vague. Super vague. Yeah.
Well, and between the comic and the TV show, like, Kimberly has, like, 97 different parents. That's another problem. Like, she has a lot of dads and stepmoms and all this sort of stuff. Like, I can't keep track anymore. And an uncle that's also a dad and all that sort of stuff.
Right. Yeah,
so.
When are we going to get Kimberly Shattered Dads? Which is a collage of all the Kim dads.
Uncle Dad Steve, where? Come back.
No, because then you'll get like the different color variants of the dads, right? They'll be like a green dad for some reason. Oh. And they'll all be doing karate hands. And yes. It'll just be Kim face palming like, Dad, stop with the karate hands. You're not cool.
Oh, it's the crazy French dad from that one episode. No.
Oh, God.
Wow. Like, you have the one dad flying the plane, and then all the other dads are under the wing.
Yep. Oh my God. Too many dads.
They're all hanging on.
Too many dads.
This is the real incentive. Drop that action figure crap, boom. Give us what we want.
Yes. Come on, Dracon. Hold all the dad heads.
Oh my God.
No.
French dad head, though. That's the variant I want.
Oh my God.
So many dads. Hey, look. You know what? Those early 90s, they were very progressive for its time.
Oh, yeah. My two dads. Psh, my 20 dads.
Oh, gosh. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, right?
Yeah. I was gonna talk about another dad, but then I realized, oh, that's a dad that saved for the go-go discussion. So,
yes.
Gotta save that dad.
Yes. You gotta save that dad.
This scene between Finster and Saba is so good because Saba's like tempting Finster, like, hey, look at this cool little dimension where you can make whatever you want. And then Finster gets into this super deep discussion about the nature of art and how if the art doesn't have an audience, it doesn't matter. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
This is real good. And especially with all these backgrounds and Finster looks fine. This is great. This is great.
This is
so like, yo, what is Tony Oliver up to? Like, what is going on?
He's so shady. Doesn't matter if he's working for Rita or Zordon. He's always shady.
Like, bro is like, yo, he's like, currently you build at the mercy of a temperamental moon witch who lacks vision. What type of life is that for a creator such as yourself? A creator, right? And he's like, I offer you a reprieve, a truce, a paradise. Like, what is this?
I think one of the big elephants in the room that they haven't really discussed is the fact that we talk about, like, the whole shattered grid thing. Like, we're now the universe, not like he's not supposed to exist in this universe.
Nope.
Like, Saba is a character that exists because of an event that has not happened.
Right.
So, like, that should get more play. Like, something's up here. Like, I feel like Saba might be kind of an impetus for the shattered grid thing.
Well, I know that the writer said in, like, the little shattered grid press, you know, press release thing, he's like, yeah, I've been planning this shattered grid thing since I started the comic. So, you know, the seeds have been there.
Yeah, and people have been, like they haven't really talked about it because Saba's a good guy. Saba helped them. Saba helped them, like, get Zordon back. Like, he's important to him, but still, like, you ain't supposed to be here, dude.
Like, and how are you just creating, like, is nobody going to talk about how Saba just, like, created this whole, like, pocket dimension, new little universe little thing? That's like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, he's got a blank check because he's a good guy, but that still, like, shouldn't automatically let him just do whatever he wants to do.
Like, bro-ham. Like, this whole, like, pretty much the best part of the... between both comics. Like, I mean,
easily.
Let's just be real.
Well, And again, like we talk about, like, you know, subtlety and foreshadowing. Like, there's a serpent behind him. This is super Adam and Eve right here.
For real. Like, hello. It is, it's absolutely super Genesis.
Tempting him with the apple.
Super Genesis. Super, like, you know, Adam and Eve. You know, like, it's all the creation story. Like, I mean, it's pretty obvious. Yeah,
Finster is the devil. Straight up.
See, I enjoy that this scene is way funnier if you read all of Saba's dialogue like Tony Oliver performed it in the show.
Oh, I always...
Here, you may create, truly, all that you deserve.
Stupid. Oh, crap. But yeah, Finster's just like, you know, I don't know. Your proposition sounds good and all, but I need to control what I create, you know what I'm saying? I need to be Jesus. Yeah. I need to be God.
Control my babies.
Like, anybody got time? Mm-hmm. Anybody got time for that? That rat looking, goat looking, evil guy. Anyway, so back to real life at Promethea. Mm-hmm. Tommy and Kimberly Gunn have a knuckle talk.
Yep.
So they just, like, awkwardly talk to each other about awkward things.
They're teenagers.
Like, oh my goodness, why didn't you use, you just shut down? I don't know. That's what you think. Oh my goodness, I don't know. I can't talk right now. So, like, whatever. Like, I know they have to set up, for a thing, which is a thing and a thing. I get it. I understand. But yeah, if you're going to say a whole bunch of nothing, don't really care. All right, moving along.
I think it's more math stuff that they can't talk about yet because it hasn't happened in Go-Go. Where it's like, the fact that in that comic, her boyfriend is a guy who is currently an evil character that they don't know is evil. Meanwhile, here... Tommy was a character that started out good, was evil, pretended to be good, you know, like, and then now we have Drakkon, who actually is an evil version of him. Like, I'm sure Kimberly's at a point where she feels like every single guy who gets around her ends up getting dragged in and get evil and all this sort of crap, and, like, she's the problem, probably, in her mind. So she's trying to push him away so crap like that doesn't happen to him.
Well, I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what I'm inferring, but yeah, we'll see.
You know, then we get to, it's Grayson Jason.
Grayson.
Well, you can't say Jace, because that's already, yep, Grayson.
Grayson.
But then you have Carter Grayson.
So. Well, maybe that's their kid.
All right. Makes a lot of sense.
Just like all the Delgados.
So yeah, you look, man, Grace is all up in Jason's grill, son. She's just like, yep, I know how you feel. Yep, mm-hmm. I know how it's like. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're both 60 years old and looking for love, so.
Stop.
Well, look at that big Jason face on the second page of their conversation.
Oh, jeez.
Look at him. Look at that face. That an old, old man.
Mm-hmm. But, mm-hmm. You know, she just needs a little loving. She just needs a little affection. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. How dare they get interrupted by some monster. You know what I mean? Just
trying to have their own Red Ranger team up, you know? Hey.
She's like, yeah, where am I in the cover for the boom? Where's that? Where am I on Shattered Grid? They forgot about me.
Yeah.
Come on, Jason, we make this happen.
And this is another artist that needs to draw fewer helmets because...
Oof.
Wow, that Trini one is really bad.
Billy's not that great. Not that great.
And the giant disconnect between the pink and the white parts on Kimberly's helmet every time looks really odd. Like, it ain't that big. It ain't that weird looking.
So yeah, but hey, Black Ranger, best looking one. Hey, yep. Maybe because they're great with shadows.
Yep, by default. You win. Congratulations. But yeah, this issue just kind of, I think that's the thing, is like, some of these cliffhangers recently have not been great. Like, they've just been kind of just, the issue just stops. Like, okay. Well, all right then.
Well, I mean, they end with, like, the black lady saying, like, do they know? No, not yet. But you will tell them, right? Well, when, I'm like, yo, are you another Zordon? Like, come on.
Generic secret is generic.
Yeah. So, yeah, it kind of ended with a... It should have ended with Finsta. Like, let's just be honest.
Yeah. So, how are we enjoying the ongoing misadventures of Squat and Babu?
All right.
Oh, next. I haven't cared about that in a while. It isn't going anywhere. Like, it's not, like, I mean, it's all right, but it's like nothing's happening. So.
No, nothing is. I am, like, it's fine, but I'm like, I'd rather just make the main story 2 pages longer.
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
Yep, I don't read it at all, period. I was just like, oh look, the art looks better. So I was kind of, I was almost
The wacky art does work for it.
But yeah, nope, I don't read it. Done, never read it. Not going to read it. So moving right along. Go.
So Go, this took a minute to come out.
It did. I was really upset. I was really upset why they took a minute, because clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly. Like a month late. Clearly, like, Go-Go is...
Go-Go is so good.
Like, that, yeah, like, I hate to say it, because, like, we still really, really love the main comic. Like, it is still really good. Like, I don't want to diminish that in the slightest.
Sure.
But this is... freaking fantastic, because it's all about character development more than anything, and that's what I love the most. So, like, I mean, again, like, all love to you, Kyle. You are the best, but Ryan is he is killing it, and it's not just because it's the new hotness. I mean, it's really good.
I mean, like, Rita just straight up murdering that dude at the top of it.
Look, it's like places I've never heard of before. It's great.
Yeah, like, yeah, they don't say Sentai 6. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, that was a thing.
Yeah, Sentai 6.
Oh, no.
And then, but I love...
Was it the Cure Ranger Galaxy or something?
Oh, yeah, the Cure Ranger Galaxy.
Yeah, there we go.
But I love that we get to see the Rangers training with their Zords, which is always, again, something that you sort of wish we had seen in the show, but now they're actually doing it. And they're doing, like, fun things that those models on the show could clearly have never done. Like, mm-hmm. Zipping around the snow and Jason tail whipping everybody.
I whip my tail back and forth.
I do enjoy that some of the Rangers called Zordon Z.
Oh boy.
And by some, Zach.
Or Z.
Yo, Z.
I like that Billy used his horns, because after just getting that fancy schmancy Megazord that has the horn chain, so I'm like, yeah, check it out.
Hey. Awesome.
I like that Megazord so much that has the chains. Like, yeah, because it's he only ever really used it like once or twice in the show.
Yeah.
So.
And of course, like, they're all like, oh man, but the prom's next week, or the dance, whatever it is.
Homecoming.
And of course, Zach already has a date. Of course he does.
Does he? We don't know yet.
Someone already asked him.
Angela.
But we don't know yet.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
what is that? Yeah. Wait a minute. Hold up. Erks, wasn't that the black doctor's name?
What?
In MMPR, the black lady in Promethea. Wasn't that her name?
Wait, what? What was her name?
Angela?
Maybe.
No,
Andrea. It was Andrea.
Oh, that's too close. That is too close. Could you imagine if Zach walked in and was like, Angela?
I know, right? Oh. Too great. Too good. Too good. So, yeah. So, you know, Zach is all like, all right, I got a secret admirer. Ask me out already. So I just got to figure out who she is. Yeah. And, of course,
let it be a guy. And let him be into it.
But yo, but watch, like, then Trini's just like, all right, so Jason, who are you asking? To the, huh? So anybody you're gonna ask, huh? And he's like, yeah, you know, as soon as, like, we'd, like, save the world and stuff, I will figure that out. He is so annoying. Like, I mean, like, Jason, like, just chill, bruh.
He's Leonardo. What do you expect?
Just chill. Like, come on. Like, clearly the girl is trying to send some feelers out, and you are just daft.
Trini, you can do better.
So much better.
You really can. You are the coolest person on that team by far.
Zach is right there.
Like, well, see, Zach pretends to be cool, but Trini's actually cool. Like,
well, yeah, no. But I'm saying that she would do much better with Zach than she would with Jason.
She would. But, like, literally, Trini, anybody is better than, like, the purple-haired girl standing in line behind Jason in that panel. Probably better for you than Jason. Anybody better than Jason.
Oh, also, when Bulk said, let's make Angel Grove great again, I was like, oh.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Too real.
Yeah, for real. Like,
yeah.
That really upset me.
Triggered. That took me out of the comic, actually. Like, I can honestly imagine that a teenager, especially in this day and age, would totally say that and, like, not like make a big deal out of it. But me reading it, being as politically aware as I am, I'm like, no.
And then the thing is, like, yo, like, Jason is side-eyeing him, like, mad hard, bro. Like, I'm like, that's, like, the one time I agree with him. Like, yeah, after you say that. I agree with you. You know. So
also, I think we've talked about this before, but what race is Jason supposed to be in this new comic? Because they draw him as maybe not white. Am I just reading too far into what the artist is doing?
I think the artist's style is just very
anime.
Yes.
Anime influence.
Yes.
Okay, that's probably where I'm getting it from then.
Right. Yeah. No, he's full gringo.
Okay.
But then Zach's like, you know what? I'm going to help you out, man. Even though you made that horrible quote about against my people. Let me just rise above. Yes. When they go low, we go high.
Quote Trump and then have the black guy and the Asian girl immediately sign.
Yeah.
And the white guy be like, nah, son.
Yeah. Amazing. So, yeah.
But what's next, though, is the greatest amazing. Artistic decision of all time. I don't know if the artist decided to do this. I don't know if Ryan told him to do it. Whoever came up with this decision made the correct decision to decide that teenage Billy's dad was going to be present day David Yost.
With the receding hairline and everything, it's beautiful.
I love it. Has someone showed this to David? Has David seen this?
Has he tweeted about this? Someone must have sent this to him by now.
Let me see. Yeah. Let me see if he's on the.
Because that's so good. That's so beautiful.
Where's my phone?
While you're looking for that, is that. This is tying that thing in where it's like, hey, look, like this research center like sent me this whole all this stuff. Like I should go work for them. And I love that his dad is like, hey, you know, like I kind of want an athlete, but you know, I've learned to love math and I love you.
Yes, enjoy this like, care package from Promethea.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Getting that connection in.
And what I like about these connections is they aren't super beat you over the head.
Right.
It's not like, see, issue number 21 of MMPR.
Mm-hmm. Even though, you know, in the TV show, Billy's dad, isn't he a nerd in the TV show?
Oh, well, yeah, because remember, their parents are just carbon copies of them.
Right, right. So, yeah. But whatever, you know, do your own thing. I like it.
I'm digging it.
I like how David Yost is very understanding of David Yost.
Yeah, David Yost gets him.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Cool. I mean, one panel, it kind of looks like older, what's his name? What's his name from Deadpool? What's his name?
Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan, it kind of looks like older Ryan Reynolds. It's a little bit.
See, I kind of saw a little bit of the Phil Coulson from Avengers.
Oh yeah, I can see that.
See a little bit of him in there too. I like that. But yeah, it's a good choice. Any way you slice it.
So then we go to more Kim and her man. And it's like, oh, but I don't know about the prom. And
excuse me, how are you going to skip over that beautiful black woman with them braids? How are you going to skip over that?
You're right. Who is she? Is that Angela?
Like, let me just.
Almost every person in the background on that panel is black or Asian. It's just. So.
What's with the dude with the hair? You see that guy? Yeah.
The crazy mohawk, yeah.
Like, forget about the Power Rangers. I want to see about all this entire background. Everybody in this background, I want to see them become Power Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
And the black girl can be the leader.
Oh, you know what? That was probably, you know who they are? Saban probably brought them around to be like, all right, we're going to put this person in black. We're going to put this person in yellow. You could be replaced, so y'all better...
So in the comic, these are the people they brought in to be like, you are replaceable.
Pretty much. Yes.
That's Karen Ashley and Steve Cardenas and just hanging around.
Chilling.
No. In that case, this would be Richie and Curtis.
Oh, boy. Oh, Richie. You flew too close to the sun.
Oh, boy. But yeah. So yeah, anywho. My bad. Kim and...
No, it's good.
Her mans.
She's like, oh man, let's just get some cheesy lines I don't want to repeat.
And then Matt's like, hey, cheesy line. Like, you know how to let cheesy line. You cheesy line? Yeah, cheesy. And she's like, oh, you cheesy. Oh, so why you get so cheesy? He's like,
and then everybody's watching him.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. Man, everybody's like,
almost kissed a putty.
Hey, look at you. Hey, guys. What's up? Hey, we are not just trying to watch you make out or anything. We are just happy to see you, Matt. Hey.
Also, Kim's, like really, is it black lipstick? Is it? Like, oh my god.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's going through a phase.
Or this artist really loves shadows.
Shadow lips.
So yeah, but yeah, you know, the guys there talking to Matt, like, yo, what's up? You're back. What's going on? He's like, yeah, man, I miss all you guys, and I missed the guys, and I missed the football, and I missed school, because, you know, I'm like, love school, and everything's school-related, and they're like, what? You miss school? And he's like, and of course, this is my favorite line, because this is what all the cool kids say. It's official. That monster broke your brain, bro. Nobody says that.
I'll take that over. This is epic.
No.
Like, nobody says that they broke your brain. And then add a bro. Like, no.
Bro,
like,
you always gotta add a bro.
Like, Zach.
It's a bra.
Zach speaks way cooler than this. What is this?
Should he have said bruh?
Not even, like, nobody, the monster broke your brain. Like, you couldn't think of any other cooler thing to say? Like,
well,
bruh,
it's hard
like,
to be cool after that last panel where both Zach and Jason are like, ha-ha! Look from the faces.
Zach especially looks real bad.
Hey!
Yeah, no, it really does look horrible. Like Zach especially, like, oh,
what's going on, guys? Hey,
horrible.
You're not wrong.
Horrible. So yeah.
Well, Kim almost kissed the putty, and she liked it.
Oh.
And then here's Matt tripping up, like, no, I didn't mean I. I'm fine. Coach, I say I could play the ball with the sports ball. I could play the sports ball. Sports ball. Yeah,
let's talk about sports
ball. I just love that first panel of him trying to of him walking, like, oh, left foot, right foot, look at me, walk. Oh, it's great. I walk like a human being. This is my human face as I walk like a human.
This is horrible. Like, it's like really cheesy, like, oh, we don't know what's going on, but we kind of already know. You know, like, I mean, it's cutesy in that way. But you got these villains over here being like, yo, like they're Goldar's stupid. They're choosing a kin where like there's no blood, like there's no sacrifice. Like, what?
I do think this is nice though, because like we were saying earlier, it's a nice way to juxtapose the two different series where this is Finster again trying to make a putty or monster that's like a human. And it clearly isn't super working this time because a newer concept to him, as opposed to in the main series where they don't even know that they're monsters. So it's a nice little showing of how this is a plan that's carried out over the different series, and he's gotten better at it.
I just can't get over Goldar's blood sacrifice line. It's too good.
He's like, yo, like, there's supposed to be blood and guts and, like, what's going on? He's like, look. Finn's is like, look, there's punch, all right? What do you want? What do you want for my life?
At a certain age, there's blood.
Well, you know. But yeah, it just... Okay, I gotta skip, right? Because homeboy, real Matt, is still captive, right? And so he's all locked up and whatever, and Squat and Babu, they're like, yeah, you're gonna be locked up here forever, so like if you try to escape, then you're gonna like die in space and whatever, so you can't breathe in space, right? We're just reminding you that you can't breathe in space. Okay, thanks, bye. And then homeboy's locked up, but like he thinks he sees Kimberly up on there just chilling, like, yep, I'm here, you know, like I'm up here too. Like we chilling together. So like, I don't know how I got here, not tied up and not bounded, you know. But I'm here. Like, that's the part where I'm like,
he's delusional. He's delusional. Like, they're probably pumping him full of, you know, magic, whatever. So he's not thinking completely straight. Probably hasn't eaten in days.
Like,
I love that he calls her ugly, and she's like, ugly.
That's so good.
Ugly. I'm less concerned about him having like his crazy visions. I'm like, eventually you're gonna have to put two and two together and realize that you were captured because your girlfriend is a Power Ranger. Like, I feel like he's gotta eventually get to that conclusion. And then it doesn't have to happen right away, but the longer he's up there and the longer that he's, but, you know, like, he's there for a reason. He's somehow important, which means he has to be connected to something important. And if she's the person that the Power Rangers fight, like, you know, maybe he'll eventually put it together, hopefully.
But it's so obvious. Like, it's like, hi, I'm Kimberly. I am your girlfriend. You can trust me. I am saying words that people normally don't say if you already know me. Like, it just seems very... I don't know. Like, that part was like, bro, like, no.
Like, yeah, like, no. I'm okay with him getting to that point, but it can't happen in one page. Like, eventually he needs to be, like, so delusional and so, like, deprived from being a captive that sort of magic would work on him, but not, like, right away. First thing.
Yeah, no, not bruh. Not bruh. So... But yeah, no. But then, you know, we go back to Putty Matt, just trying to be human, humaning it up.
Gotta wear brown because you're not a ranger, so you can't wear ranger color.
Exactly. And you know, like, I can talk with while drinking my flask, because you know, that's what.
That's a thing. he's a ventriloquist.
Haven't you ever done that? Hold on, let me try that right now. Wait.
Do your talk glug.
Are you in over?
Flawless.
I can't hear you. Can't hear you.
You want me to do it again?
Yeah. You know, I didn't really hear all the eloquent words you were saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me to ask Trini to go to homecoming.
Okay. You just gotta ask her.
Yep.
Well, I have water all over my floor now, so.
Gosh,
gotta commit to fit.
You gotta commit. This is what I do for you, Lisa.
Oh my god!
Did it for the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh goodness, but yeah, it's just like, hey, you know, we all know that Trini likes you and everything. We all know this. Like, this is not a secret. Everybody knows this. But you know what? Keep away from her.
So does that mean that Rita knows this? Rita's like watching them, and she's like, oh yeah, that's right. Trini and Jason. That's good. It's good.
Well, I'm assuming that's the secret that nobody wants to tell, but well, hell, I don't know. This is so, like, it just seems like, hey, everybody knows that Trini likes you, and you know, in order for you to
I'm thinking too much into it. It's just that he probably got some of Matt's memories, and that's why.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point, though, right? Is to try to break them up from on the personal level instead of attacking them as Rangers, so.
Right. So it's like, hey, Jason, stay away from Trini all the time. Just stay away, even though she likes you, and you'll probably like her, too, if you just took a chill pill, but yeah, stay away. Arm's length. Yeah, man, thanks, man. Thanks for looking out for me, man. Like, that's a great idea. Like, he is so dumb. He is so dumb. And you know why? And you know why I like this part? I mean, besides the whole, like, drinking while you're talking while you're drinking class, whatever. This whole point is so great because, like, near the end of the comic, he is all up on their grill talking about how they're not taking stuff seriously and you gotta pay attention and, you know, we risking people's lives out here and, you know, y'all can't be just slacking. If I don't have to be your friend, then I won't be if it means that this team needs to be together and blah, blah, blah. And Broham, you just got played. Like, you got played up, down, right, left, front, back by some putty. That's what happened. You got Pullade. And okay, and Putty and Rita. But like this is the comeuppance that Jason, you need to be knocked down a peg, because homeboy, when you find out that Matt ain't Matt, look at you. This be your fault. Your fault. Okay? Just saying. And Kimberly's too, because you know you couldn't save Matt. But your fault.
And then we get Bulk trying to ask out some popular girl. Whichever the main one is there. She's like, nah, bye.
So it's pretty much you have Clueless.
Yep.
Yeah. Clueless. And then you want me to feel sorry for Bulk? Sorry, you want me to forget about his make Angel great again? Yeah. Uh-oh. Is Jeremiah dying?
Yeah.
Don't die. We're almost there.
We are almost there. Jeremiah can't die. You know what needs to die is all these like, oh my gosh, like, you know, she is totally not going to like you. So like, don't like vote, but like, don't like run or anything. Like, okay, because I'm a black girl and I have to like, you know, make sure I'm part of the cool people, because then I won't be in the comic. So let's just chill, okay? Yeah, it's pretty much
it's pretty much it. And then we get more training with the Zords and more Jason being dumb. Lots of Jason being dumb. And then it's like, oh man, there's a rift in our team. And then Jason actually gets the voguing with his helmet right, and the issue ends. Bring it all back around. Tying it all together.
Oh, goodness gracious. It's just like, I mean, it would be one thing if Jason was just like, hey, you guys got to pay attention because look at what happened. I could have done this and that and the third. Like, homeboys, homegirls, let's whatever. But then he just goes overboard, like, to the nth degree about how, like, you know, if I don't have to be your friend, I'll be like, chill, bruh. Like, you know, you people want a leader that you can actually sort of like too. You know, they don't want some dictator. Anybody got time?
Also, your Zord is a million times cooler than all of ours combined. Unfair. Like, for real. Nobody wants
the T-Rex look really good in this issue.
Yeah, nobody cares about the pterodactyl. Nobody cares about a triceratops that has legs that don't even move. Come on.
The pterodactyl has always been the worst looking one.
Like, you're literally just a chest plate. You do nothing.
Well, and not unless you're the movie.
Yeah, true.
It's not the movie. No.
So, but yeah. But like overall, like I mean, Go-Go. I mean, I still love me the Go-Go. Okay, mm-hmm. Like where, you know, there'll be slight parts where just like, you guys didn't really mean to write that at that time. But where I'm talking about like being upset or angry or frustrated, it's with the actual characters and not the machination of how the comic was created. So
it's like you actually feel like these are people and you're not like, wow, this writing is bad. It's like, oh, Jason, you're an idiot. What are you doing, right. Jason? Stop right. it, Jason.
And again, this isn't just hatred, but it opens it up to so much more character development, so much more interesting storylines when you don't have to deal with Tommy drama. It's just fun. Like, I'm sorry, I just don't, like, all of that is so tired. So it's nice to not have to deal with any of that.
Well, the tempting thing when involving Tommy is to have it all be about him.
Yes.
And really, it's just having the notion of not it being all about him. Like with the previous, the previous MMPR comics, right? Uh-huh. I mean, you know, you had your, you know, dribbles here and there, but it wasn't all about him. It was, Jason. It's really with Jason and Zach being all like, up in people's grills, you know what I mean? So.
And that's the thing is when it's about Tommy, it's always about evil Tommy. Oh, he was evil. Is he going to be evil again? Maybe he'll be evil in the future. Like, none of that. Like, that's always the story. And we just don't have to deal with any of that whatsoever. And just about them, their character. Like, you don't have that temptation anymore. And it's so freeing.
Yeah. But listen, I'm just enjoying the comics. We all are.
Mm-hmm.
Go-Go needs to not be late ever again. How about that?
Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when's the next one supposed to come out?
It should be a month after that one, so in 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, it just... Don't delay Go-Go, all right? Don't do it. I'm not really here for y'all. Delaying my Go-Go. Like, how are we supposed to enjoy Dad Billy Cranston? Okay? Like, we need real David Yost in all our comics.
I need to... Huh.
Say what?
No, because the first site I looked at said 1/3/18, but I know that's not right because they pushed it back. So... Oh boy, it looks like with issue 7 they're continuing the variants for focusing on individual characters, but now it's going to be focusing on Skull. So,
huh.
Well, because I see Skull in his locker just like all the other locker variants. So I'm guessing.
Oh, I mean, that's legit.
6 is Bulk and 7 is Skull, so. Alright. So
next up is going to be Ernie and then Mr. Kaplan.
Looking in their lockers.
Miss Appleby. In the teacher's lounge.
Okay.
Or at the juice bar.
Ernie's looking in the fridge.
Oh, I love it.